This podcast is being brought to you by WXAV 88.3 FM and WXAV.com. WXAV, bringing the best podcasts to you.
WXAV 88.3 FM Chicago, your escape from ordinary radio. My name is Pete, and that was the smooth sounds of local artist Dylan Lloyd with The Wheel. And we have Dylan in studio with us right here, right now. Dylan, man, how are you?
Bro, I'm so good. It's so awesome to be back here with you.
You know, it's funny because I have known you, what, 20 years now?
Yeah.
Something like that.
Yeah. Old friend.
Old friend indeed. Yeah. Back from your days when you were in a local band by the name of Pangea. But man, I mean, it's so great having you in. How's life been?
Life has been, obviously, like, it's just... I mean, for me, it's been like at the top right now. And it feels like every time I come back to XAV, there's like a new milestone I've done. But like this feels really different
recently. Yeah. I mean, you just had a sold out show this past weekend.
Yeah.
Which, you know, how'd that go?
It was amazing.
Yeah.
It was amazing. It was my first ever. So it was really sick.
Oh, that's really awesome. And it was at Uncommon Ground, right?
It was at Uncommon Ground.
Yeah.
And it was just a great venue and everyone came out and it was amazing. And big shout out to Two Depressed Kids and The Flips, are also a Mount Greenwood-based, Beverly-based band.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, man, it was an excellent, excellent show. And it's just been this amazing upward trend for me recently that kind of started with TikTok.
Yeah, so tell me about that because, I mean, you're massive on TikTok. You have over 101,000 followers on TikTok right now, which is insane. You know, what is it about TikTok that has helped you just catapult yourself?
Right. Yeah, no, before we got on air, brother, you were saying like, what do we do? You know, like, I'm 37, we're like 4-year-olds trying to figure this game out. So, you know, for me, it's like, I just was trying to follow the formula initially. Mm-hmm. And the formula was, you know, trends and all that other stuff.
Yeah.
But then that wasn't working. So I actually took some time off.
Mm-hmm.
About a couple months. And then I said, you know what? I'm going to come back to this platform and I'm just going to do whatever I want.
Nice.
So when I got back to the platform, I just thought to myself, Pete, I was like, I have this idea in my head. It's not even finished. It's completely raw. I'm just going to put it up. Let's see what happens. And I put up this raw idea on piano and me just humming a melody. It wasn't even lyrics. It was gibberish. And it went viral. So I just followed that format every single time. I just post once a week or week and a half.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just either a finished product, unfinished product, beautiful looking, not beautiful looking, just whatever I want. And it just worked.
So. Yeah. The thing that I really dig about it is you're kind of like peeling the layers of the onion back. You're showing the follower your creative process and everything. So there's a part of you being really vulnerable on this.
Totally, bro. Yeah. And I feel like a lot of the TikToks I see, whether it's entertainment based or not.
Yeah.
There's this like genuine element that seems to go along with videos that go viral with TikTok. Mm-hmm. I mean, not every one of them, but a vast majority I see, like whether they're just filmed at home right on somebody's phone or it's just like, you know, real life stuff. It just seems like most of the videos I see that have thousands of likes, thousands of views, they are usually just real simple, real ordinary, everyday life type of situation, whether it's entertainment or not. So I just figured, okay, well, that's probably the trend, quote unquote, I should apply and just, yeah, so...
And it's working for you.
Yeah, God willing, man. It's been amazing. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, and not only that, like, you were in the top 30 of iTunes over the last month or so with your latest song, So Caught Up. I mean, this has been a killer month for you going on.
Yeah, bro. Appreciate you, man. Yeah, that was out of complete nowhere. Because I released that record in February of 2022.
Okay.
Which, you know, obviously in the scheme of things with social media, that's like ancient.
Yeah, yeah.
But if you're looking back at just a more practical perspective, that's not that old.
No, it's not. It's 2 years.
It's 2 years old.
Yeah.
Like just 2 years. So, you know, it just got big on TikTok and then all of a sudden there it was on the chart. So it's like, I'm sitting here going, okay, sweet.
Yeah.
That's like amazing.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
Like, it's like you're left going, where do I go from here? Just do I keep posting? So I'm just kind of sitting here going, okay, God, just show me what I got to do and just I'll keep doing it and see what, you know, like I'm just here just trying.
Now, does it kind of freak you out a little bit? I don't know if freaking out is the right word or that, but I mean, you're a operation of one. It's really you doing all this.
Totally.
Do you ever get like really overwhelmed with what you're working with or that, or do you kind of feed off the energy?
No, for sure, bro. Yeah, no, there is definitely an element of of one of one for mm-hmm. sure. And it's even more so in this music business. It is too. I mean, I have a wonderful label, Factory Underground, who's my music is distroed with Universal and Virgin, mm-hmm. and they do a wonderful job. And I have a licensing deal with a company in Pasadena who puts my music on film and TV shows. They do a wonderful job. But at the end of the day, it is still like a one of one situation because, you know, we're in a music business now where, you know, major labels just won't give you advances like they used to anymore. Publishing companies won't give you advances mm-hmm. like they used to anymore unless you have a Billboard hit, unless you have a number one, unless you have – something has to be going on for them to have incentive to put their money into you. So if there is none in their eyes, then it is just you.
Yeah.
So for me, it's just like this, charted on iTunes. That's dope. Let's try and hopefully get somewhere else.
Yeah.
Maybe not this song, another song. Yeah. Let's keep trying to post TikToks. Let's just keep trying to do it. Just – I'll never give up, bro.
Yeah, that's awesome, man. Yeah. That's awesome. So we have Dylan Lloyd here at WXAV 88.3 FM Chicago.
Bookies Bookstore is an underwriter of WXAV 88.3 FM. Located at 10324 Southwestern Avenue, Bookies inventory includes new and used books. Bookies also places orders and pre-orders for books not currently in stock. For more information, please visit their website at bookiesbookstores.com. You can also follow them on Facebook and Instagram by searching Bookies Chicago.
And we got Dylan in studio with us right here, right now. How are you, man?
Man, so good, dude. It's so great to be here again.
Yeah, I mean, this is a little bit of a reunion. So, you know, I've known Dylan, God, what, 2004, 2005?
Unbelievable, yeah.
You know, back in the Sumpalooza radio programming days, when we would have local hours and just you would come in on a regular basis and just kill it every single time. Mm-hmm. So we got to go back to the very beginning, man.
Sure.
How did you discover music?
Oh, God, yeah. Well, I grew up in Inglewood and grew up with my grandparents, and they showed me Michael Jackson, and he's my all-time favorite artist and everything, business, music, songwriting, everything. And that's how it began. Mm-hmm. And then when I went to St. Barnabas for grammar school, which was a wonderful choice for my grandparents to make that because they didn't want me to go to school in Inglewood. They wanted me to go out to a better neighborhood and try to get a better education. And I did. And that really launched my music into another spectrum because I was then introduced to other types of genres that other kids were listening to.
Mm-hmm.
So there was one style I listened to from when I was a kid, and there was another style I listened to as a teenager, and then there was another style I listened to in college. So it just kept evolving as I would go to different places in my life.
Yeah, so you kind of became like a little bit of like a melting pot and everything.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Because hearing that song, Prisoner, I mean, that's mm-hmm. you at the piano singing, and it's very, it's almost got like a folk element to it and everything. But then you had something like The Wheel that's pure Michael Jackson, totally, like off the wall, vibing, you know, just absolutely fantastic. It's really been cool seeing like your musical evolution and how it's evolved and things like that. How do you approach writing now? Like, do you go in with a melody in mind or do you start with the lyrics first?
So for The Prisoner, that song was recorded and written early 2000s. So that's a really old song. And the songwriting process then, the only difference between that song from the early 2000s and The Wheel, which was released this year, the only difference is just my vocals, my tone, and the production and the opportunity. The mm-hmm. actual songwriting process is exactly the same because I'm a musician first. I'm a piano player first.
Yeah.
So the piano comes first. Then the chords, or I should say the implementing the piano comes first in the sense that it's the chords, and from the chords there's the melody, because mm-hmm. I hear the melody in the chords, so the chords attract me first. And then sometimes it's the lyrics after that, sometimes the lyrics come before. Either way, it's the piano always first.
Yeah.
So that's always been the same.
Mm-hmm.
With some deviation, sometimes I'll do guitar first, sometimes even bass first, but piano has primarily been the mainstay from then to now.
Okay.
It's the connecting bridge.
Yeah, I was going to ask you that because you, as long as I've known you, you've always been the piano guy.
Sure.
You know, so that's really awesome that's still kind of your go-to instrument. You're going home with the piano and everything.
Still, no matter what. Even though I have guitar in studio today, It's only because it's just lighter on my arms.
Yeah, exactly. <That's it. laughs> And that's right. Dylan's going to be playing in just a few minutes here on the X88.3 FM Chicago, Your Escape from Ordinary Radio. Now, Dylan, if anyone out there is listening, they want to follow you, how sure. can they go ahead and follow you?
Absolutely. So, yeah, I'm Googleable. So just put my name in Google. You can find a lot of things. You can find my TikTok. You can find my Instagram. You can find my Facebook. But mainly follow me on TikTok. And follow me on Instagram. You just put my name in.
Dylan Lloyd.
Just Dylan Lloyd. Yeah, yeah, I'm verified on Instagram. I should pop right up. And on TikTok, I think I have the most followers of a Dylan Lloyd, I think, last time I checked. So you should be able to just find me there.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Yeah, Dylan Lloyd. I think it's Dylan Lloyd 1 on Instagram and Dylan Lloyd _ I believe on TikTok.
Yeah.
So
that sounds about right. Mm-hmm, yeah. So it's just about 3:30 here in Chicago, which means we're going to have to take a short PSA break. But when we come back, Dylan's going to bust out the guitar and he's going to play for us. So don't touch that dial. You're listening to the WXAV 88.3 FM Chicago.
Support for WXAV 88.3 is being provided by Northwest Community Credit Union. The credit union helps members bank on their futures by providing competitive loan offerings to help them achieve their financial dreams, whether it's student or personal loans. NWCCU offers many products that can be of great assistance. For more information, please visit their website at nwccu.com or call them at 1-800-2-BELONG.
Now, you said that was on Temptation Island?
Yeah, man, yeah.
Was it like when one of your songs appears on like TV? That has to be like one of the coolest feelings ever.
Surreal. There's like literally nothing like it.
Yeah.
At all, man. It's just like, you know, I write the song having no idea where it's going to go.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden it's on a show and I'm sitting at home watching it on my laptop or my phone or on TV. And I'm just like, I'm like thinking about when I wrote it.
Yeah, yeah, no, absolutely.
So, yeah, man, it's a blessing. It's, like, insane.
Yeah, yeah, and just the fact where it's, like, just knowing at the same time, like, millions of people, they're hearing it. I mean, that's, like, at the end of the day, that's got to be the goal.
Yeah, it totally is, yeah. And no matter how it is, whether it's radio, it's TV, film, or all the above, that's always the goal, so yeah.
Yeah. Now, since we're kind of talking media right now, I got to ask you this because, I mean, you've been at this for a really long time. You know, college radio, you know, we've always been on the forefront of the underground and the local scenes and things like that. Totally. What does college radio mean to you?
I actually want to really, really, really get more into college radio badly. I have been, you know, I feel, you know, I'm really honest about talking about this from an artist's perspective. It's one of my weak points that I want to get really stronger is getting more into the college radio scene. I'll just be real with you. Like, I don't have any idea like how to really break in. I guess it's just kind of, you know, because it's kind of a different era in a sense that like everyone goes right to Spotify. But at the same time, I feel like college radio is still so important and it's still so alive and so real. And it's still, you know, to me, it's just as strong as ever. So I just feel like I need to still usher myself into it as much as I can figure out how to do it.
Yeah, yeah, no, so, absolutely.
Yeah, I'm all ears and all open for every opportunity for college radio.
Well, we got you, man. We'll help you out in everything. Now, there was some other big news that happened with you earlier. I think it was late last year, early this year that you announced you got a book of poetry coming out this year, man. That's awesome.
Yeah, dude. Thanks, bro. Yeah, man. That's wild. That's a whole COVID thing. You know, everybody was trying to figure themselves out and what to do with themselves in COVID because, you know, staying safe and, you know, or just like not wanting to go out at all. But for me, it was just, I started writing short poems on like trips from my condo to Starbucks.
Okay.
And I would just tell myself, as long as it would take me to get from there to there and back, that's the poem. That's it.
Oh,
so
interesting.
These poems are short. So the book's called Coffee Walk Poetry.
Okay.
And yeah, just a bunch of Emily Dickinson sized poems that are just real, real concise.
That's awesome.
And a book publisher picked it up, and here we are, man. It's going to come out here soon.
That's amazing. Thanks. Now, have you ever, like, do you view your lyrics as poetry and everything?
That's an excellent question because from a formulaic perspective and from a format perspective, they're quite different.
Mm-hmm.
When I write a song, there's a different approach I take to it. Yes, there could be the synonymous approach creatively.
Yeah.
But there is a different approach when I'm writing a poem. I feel looser and freer, not as confound to a musical structure. Mm-hmm. There is no music structure. Although sometimes, you know, I can have a Bob Dylan situation happen where the lyrics can be just as strong on their own without music, and there's a poem in it.
Yeah, yeah.
But I kind of take them both separately. I take the poems in its own structure and without any musical intonation. Then there's the lyrics that are just their own. They have to fit within a melodic parameter.
Gotcha.
So, yeah.
That's awesome, man. That's awesome. That's right. So that's coming out later on this year. Be sure to check it out. I'm sure you'll be promoting it on your socials. So that's why it's really important. Follow him on Instagram. Follow him on TikTok.
Can I say one last thing?
Please.
Actually, I just want to say thank you, Pete, for being an old friend. And thank you to you and WXAV.
Oh, God. It's our pleasure.
Here. Nothing but love for you, man, always. And I love seeing your success. And just thank you for having me here.
Yeah, no, my pleasure, man. It's always great, like, catching up and everything. We'll probably end up filming this for social or something like that. But I have found an old flyer for a concert that we used to put on at a church in Beverly called Bethany Union Church. And Dylan's band, Pangea, at the time was listed on the bill and everything.
That's wild.
It really is.
That's crazy work. That's crazy work.
No, you know what's crazy is that was like 20 years ago.
Yeah.
That's what's the crazy
that
part.
That is insane. Yeah, and it feels, I mean, we look the same.
We literally do. Yeah.
That's which is great. That's the good thing.
I mean, I've been told I have a baby face.
You do.
I've also been told I have a face for radio. So, you know, you have well.
No. Beautiful baby face.
Oh,
baby,
well, thank you. Right back at you, man.
There you go.
So, but no, we got Dylan Lloyd in studio right now, and we're just talking and having a good time playing some music. Now, Dylan, what would you say is the state of the Chicago local music scene right now? I mean, you're in it, you're performing on a regular basis, things like that. Like, how is it going so far?
Sure. Yeah. No. I mean, I will be real with you. I need to get more out into the local scene, to be honest, because I've been in the TikTok scene so much, and that takes up so much when you're doing social media and you're rising in that you know media or in that area. You just dedicate yourself a lot to that.
Yeah.
But from a local scene perspective, when I played my gig, you know, and talked to Two Depressed Kids, and I talked to the Flips, and they're on the road a lot, and like it's as strong as ever, in my opinion, from what they're telling me.
Yeah. I mean, Chicago's always been a great music city, and there's always, I will always tell people, no matter what genre you're into, there's a show a night that you can go
Absolutely.
And you can check out and enjoy and everything.
I agree. Strong.
Now, do you ever get like a social media fatigue? I mean, so much of your energy is just going into it and everything. That's got to be draining after a while.
Yeah, that's why I only post 1 week to like between 1 week or 2 weeks on TikTok.
Yeah.
Just once. And to do that, to not saturate my fan base, like to make, because sometimes, I have respect for people that do this, but I personally won't post up a TikTok a day or three TikToks a day.
Yeah.
I won't do that. I'll post like one a week or one every 2 weeks to have my fan base have something to consume thoroughly.
Yeah.
And then they look forward to the next post.
That makes sense.
And then when they're just scrolling through, they're seeing like concise, not the same posts. Everything is different every time they're just swiping up on my TikTok. So there's a science I'm thinking about for just my TikTok personally.
But. Yeah, no, that makes sense and everything. Yeah. It's what's that old adage? Quality over quantity.
Quality over quantity.
Yeah.
Completely. And in a lot of ways, less has been more for my career on TikTok.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's doing great, man. You got over 100,000 followers. And again, be sure to follow Dylan Lloyd on TikTok and go check that out.
Support for WXAV 88.3 FM is being provided by Beverly Phonomart Records. Located at 1808 West 103rd Street, Beverly Phonomart has a large inventory of new and used vinyl records, CDs, and cassette tapes. Beverly Phonomart also has record players, t-shirts, and tote bags. For more information, please visit their website at beverlyphonomart.com. That's beverlyphonomart.com.
Now, Dylan, record store day coming up soon. Big thing for us music fans, things like that. And we here at WXAV celebrate by participating in an event called Vinylthon.
Oh, wow.
So I'm going to throw a vinyl question out there for you.
Sure.
You got three albums everyone needs to listen to on vinyl.
Oh.
What are they and why?
Sure. Should I name them and name all three, or name one and then explain, then name another? And then okay.
Whichever way you want to go, man.
There's Nothing Left to Lose by the Foo Fighters.
Classic.
I think that record is one of the greatest records ever made. you know, if you look back into history of the Foo Fighters, if you're a Foo Fighters fan, that was probably the most relaxed record they ever made.
Yeah.
They had left their label. They just built a studio, I think, in their basement, did cookouts every single day after studio, and had no care in the world, but hey, we're this indie band, quote unquote,
yeah,
unsigned, and we're just making a record, and it's beautiful. It was just him, Taylor Hawkins, God rest his soul, and Nate Mendel just making a record that is the most melodically entrancing record they've ever put out. And in my opinion, the best rock album of the 90s.
Yeah,
in my
totally.
In my opinion, it's so underrated still.
Yeah.
It was the first time they ever won a Grammy. So there's my, that's backing up my opinion on that.
Yeah.
The second is Michael Jackson's Bad.
Ooh, interesting choice.
Yeah, that, you know, it's, you know, it's funny, you know, I understand, you know, Off the Wall, completely understand that.
Yeah.
Out of all the records he ever made. But the thing with Bad is that Michael was trying to push the envelope sonically.
Yeah.
Knew he couldn't go all the way he wanted to
with
Bruce Swedien, who was the engineer then, and Quincy, who was the producer. He knew he wanted to do more. He could hear it in his head. But the state of production then just couldn't hold what Michael was doing in his head. So he had to, I feel like he had to compensate as a songwriter.
Yeah.
And those songs, bro, there's a reason that I think five or six of them were top one on a chart.
Yeah.
It was the first album to ever have five number one singles.
Yeah.
It's because even though he couldn't, he had to compensate for the lack of production he wanted to get it to, which was still state of the art for the 80s.
Yeah.
And have to really knock it out of the park with songs.
I mean, there's some killer jams on there from Bad, Smooth Criminal's on that one too, isn't
it? It is. Yeah. Smooth Criminal, Leave Me Alone, which was actually only released in the UK, not in the US. And that was also, I think, a number one.
Yeah.
So technically, I think six number ones, if you think about it. But
yeah,
anyway, there's that one. And I'd say on vinyl, the third record I would pick, this is going to be really difficult, but this is going to be on record forever. I'd say Chris Cornell's Euphoria Morning.
Ooh, nice choice.
Another 99 record.
Yeah.
99, you can see, is my year. I just love that year.
99's a really interesting year for music.
It is.
Yeah. I mean, the underground specifically is just off the charts.
Completely.
I mean, we're 2 years outside of OK Computer, but Radiohead's working on Kid A at that time.
Right, right.
You know, there's a lot of good stuff. And I think Green Day's Warning's 99. It's 99 or 2000. I forgot which year. But yeah, solid stuff.
Yeah, because see, 1999, it was a transitional period for not just, you know, production, but also I think pop music in general. But something about alternative rock kind of stayed in this like place just for a little bit. It wasn't like a long time. It didn't extend into the 2000s.
No, it didn't.
It was just a really like quick shot, comet type of across the sky quickness of beautiful melody, beautiful production. They just were, I guess it was like, you know, Chris, he wasn't in Soundgarden. He did his first solo album. That was it. You know, then it was Foo Fighters. They didn't have, you know, a record label. There was just this freedom in rock with particular artists, and they made music the way they wanted to make it.
Yeah, absolutely. I just pulled it up right now. These are just some of the albums that came out in 1999.
Sure, yeah.
Blink-182's Enema of the State.
Dude, an iconic album.
Great pop punk right there.
Totally.
Nine Inch Nails with The Fragile.
Totally.
One of the most underrated Beck albums, Midnight Vultures.
Dude.
His funk album is unbelievably great.
It is.
You have David Bowie with Hours.
Unbelievable.
You have Moby finally making it big with Play.
Right, right.
Which is
Moby, right.
People forget how big that album was. That was a huge album. Mm-hmm. You also have Slipknot's debut. You have The Writings on the Wall by Destiny's Child.
Insane, right?
Insane. Absolutely insane. Insane. And then also you have some Fiona Apple. You have Blur with 13.
Was Britney Spears or anything Christina Aguilera that
Christina
year?
Christina Aguilera was Genie in the Bottle.
Genie in the Bottle, yeah.
Yeah, you had that. You had Issues with Korn. You had, first Eminem album, Slim Shady.
The first Eminem album, right.
Yeah. God, we're old, man.
Yeah, dude, but you see how pivotal and important that year was
for
so many different, at least the most important genres to hold the music business up.
Oh, yeah.
Because without those records, I don't feel like 2000s would have shaped the 10s, would have shaped now the way that it is. Like,
yeah. No, so, that's a great point.
Yeah.
And I forgot a massive album, Jay-Z's Volume 3, Life and Times of S. Carter.
Totally.
I mean, yeah, that's another huge record that came out.
Yeah,
99 is a good year. I also saw an argument too. 1999 is like the greatest year of cinema, like ever.
Really?
Yeah. You have like Being Inside John Malkovich. You have a couple other ones. Like critics will argue like 99 is like this golden age of film and everything. Yeah. Really interesting.
That is an interesting. Maybe because it was just the turn of the, you know, millennium kind of thing. And people are just like, you know, they were just on their Y2K fixes. Like, if this is going to be it. Dude, we gonna make this.
That was a thing that people don't realize, that people were afraid like the internet was gonna crash and we were gonna go back to the dark ages.
Yeah, they're going to the wall with it. So we doing it. We doing it big.
And exactly.
They did across all media.
Yeah, they really did in everything. And you almost did WXAV 88.3 FM. We did that big in 1999. But we're gonna take a short break and we're actually gonna play the flips. Who you played with on Saturday night at Uncommon Ground up in Wrigleyville, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it's on Clark and
Go
that.
Cubs, yep.
Dylan's one of my fellow Southside Cub fans.
Yes, yes.
Excited for the season?
Absolutely.
Yeah, I mean.
Number two farm system.
They're going to win it.
Yeah.
I mean, we're just going to call it right now.
At some point, it's
going
to happen again. Yeah. If not this year, it's happening again.
It's going to happen. I have faith. I mean, it's the Cubs. It's the eternal optimist.
Of course.
Actually, one of the greatest things ever was I was out at my sister's house with my nieces and nephew, and I got to show them for the first time ever Rookie of the Year.
Oh, sick.
Loved it. Loved
sick.
It. Yeah.
Yeah, that'll convert anybody. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Of course.
And one of the last ever John Candy movies, God Rest His Soul.
Of course, God Rest His Soul. Man.
So, but here's the flips with Beach Baskers here on the X, 88.3 FM, Chicago. And we're back here on the X, WXAV, 88.3 FM, Chicago. My name is Pete, and I'm in studio right now with Dylan Lloyd. Dylan, how are you, man?
So good. So good.
Man, it's been great catching up with you, hanging out, playing. Thank you so much for swinging by and taking some time. Just a couple final questions for you. Any full-length albums on the horizon coming from you?
Honestly, a lot of songwriting and some singles coming out. I actually have a single that I... wrote and produced with Taylor Swift's producer. His name is Christopher Rowe.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, he worked on all of Taylor Swift's re-releases with Jack Antonoff and all of them. So it was an honor working with him. He's such an amazing person. And the song's called Home, and release date will be soon. The label will be releasing it here soon. So you'll have more information on that. But it's just singles for the time being.
That's awesome, man. That's awesome. And then any forthcoming shows coming up if people want to go and check you out?
There is no confirmation yet, but because I sold out on Common Ground, there's a Metro-ish thing in the works.
Oh, that's awesome news.
So, but we will, there's no confirmation yet. That's kind of in the background, but I am trying to play out a lot more in Chicago, trying to get my fans out more because they're wanting to see me now. So I think it's time.
That's awesome. And that's awesome.
Appreciate that.
Wonderful news going on. Be sure to follow Dylan Lloyd on TikTok and on Instagram. Just search Dylan Lloyd and he will pop up and everything. Man, it's so great seeing you and getting to spend some time with you again.
An honor, bro. Thanks for being a friend and just thanks to WXAV.
Thank you very much for listening to this WXAV 88.3 FM podcast. Be sure to visit our website, WXAV.com, for more information on your escape from ordinary radio.